Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DeRoy Murdoch, he's a founding member of Project 21 Plus. He's a Fox News contributor. DeRoy, it's great to talk to you today.
Annie, great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Now, I got to ask you this question, and I'm reading this piece that you had on Fox News, and you pose a very important question. Why is the media not infatuated with getting to the bottom of Hunter Biden's potentially nefarious acts with these foreign countries, the money that might have been exchanged? Why no interest in Hunter Biden?
Sure. Well, even before they do that, I asked the question in my piece on FoxNews.com, where's the hunt for Hunter Biden? You will notice, and your listeners, I think, also will remember, if you think about any of the people who have been in the middle of these huge sort of controversial tornadoes that rip through this country from time to time, think of Brett Kavanaugh, think of people far more notorious than Kavanaugh, who I think is a good guy, people like Anthony Weiner, people like Bernie Madoff. Anytime you've got people like this who are in the middle of these enormous media hailstorms, if you will, they can't walk out of their front doors to check the mail, walk their dogs, get into or out of their cars without having 15 cameras outside. Every time Kavanaugh got in his SUV to go testify or go meet with President Trump, whatever, you'd see him on live TV leaving his front door, getting in the car and driving away. Bernie Madoff, every time he walked out of his apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan in the middle of all of his controversy and travails for ripping off his clients, it got to the point where he couldn't walk down the street because there were so many people surrounding him. I think he actually started swinging at journalists. Compare all that with Hunter Biden. I've not seen any footage of Hunter Biden since the pictures of him, photos of him with his father years ago. I believe he lives in California, maybe in Los Angeles. I don't see any cameras in his driveway. There are no cameras in front of his house. There doesn't seem to be any interest on the part of the news media to get contemporary footage or live shots or even a still photograph of this guy. I think that's incredible. We've been hearing about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Ukraine Gate and so on for pretty much 2 weeks nonstop, and I see no effort on the part of the news media even to get a current video image or photograph of this guy. I think it's absolutely extraordinary, and I think unprecedented.
We're speaking with DeRoy Murdoch, a Fox News contributor. A question about your analysis there, because it is spot on. My question to you is, and to many people, when they say, look at how they treat this certain group of people and look at how they treat this other certain group of people. I don't know that the way that they treated Kavanaugh is the right way to do it. And I don't think that's what you're advocating for. But I think what we can identify here is that the media engages in narrative writing and agenda-driven policies. Is this going to continue to get worse the closer we get to 2020?
I think so. I think if you think it's ugly now, wait till a year from now. And no, I'm not saying that necessarily we want to have people hounding Hunter Biden, but if they're going to hunt, people like Brett Kavanaugh and others, why is it not happening here? Why the complete double standard? And it's not even like, okay, he's got two cameras versus 20 for Kavanaugh. As far as I can tell, it's zero. And I've been, I watch TV every day when I'm at Fox News Channel. I've got right outside the window of my office, you can see, I think it's about six or eight different TVs focusing on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, mm-hmm. Bloomberg, et cetera. I've not seen any image whatsoever in 2 weeks of Hunter Biden's house, driveway, car, mailbox, dogs if he has them, and nothing. It's as if the guy lived in Kajikistan, or Ukraine for that matter. I think this is going to continue. The left-wing media are not in any way objective. They are an offshoot of the Democrat National Committee. They're committed to the destruction of Donald J. Trump, and they will be as nasty and biased and vicious and unprofessional as possible to pursue him and try to get a Democrat elected. And they're doing this in complete contravention of the basic principles of journalism that I learned in high school, even junior high school newspaper class. Things like check your facts before you publish them and talk to multiple people. These basic things I learned in ninth grade, I see being violated on a daily basis, not by teenagers, but by people who have degrees in journalism and people in newsrooms who ought to know much better than this.
DeRoy Ryan Wiggins, we keep hearing from the right in defending Trump that these are the kind of the conversations that he was having with Ukraine that presidents have had since the beginning of time. Is the same true of Hunter and Joe Biden's relationship with Ukraine? Is that the kind of stuff that's always kind of happened, or is this worse?
I think you have a lot of politicians who, you know, try to help their relatives or people try to cash in. That's not a good thing. That needs to be resisted. This is not the first time this has happened, but that doesn't mean, oh, it's happened before, so let's have this happen again. I think it is definitely unusual for somebody to get essentially to get on the board of a company like Burisma, as Hunter Biden did, and make $50,000 a month, maybe higher, but that's $600,000 a year. Let's assume that's an accurate figure. Apparently, most people who get on corporate boards will make $100,000, $200,000. So it seems like he's making something like 3 to 6 times average. Mm-hmm. And normally, if you get on a corporate board, it's because you have some expertise in the product or service that's being sold. You have some business acumen. Maybe you're a really good attorney. You're from that region. You know something about that area. Hunter Biden didn't know anything about natural gas, energy. He's not from the Ukraine, doesn't know the Ukraine, doesn't speak the language. He's not a Russian or Eastern European studies expert. And then he gets flies on Air Force Two to China with his dad, who was then vice president. And about 10 days later, his private equity company scores a $1.5 billion investment with a subsidiary of, I believe, the Bank of China. Now, there are people from Ernst & Young and from Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank, et cetera, would be thrilled to get a $1.5 billion contract with a bank like that. This guy goes brand new into private equity and scores $1.5 billion. This is extraordinary. I think that's unprecedented, and this thing stinks to high heaven. Why the news media are not digging into this is obvious. It's because they want to see Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or one of these other people in the White House at the expense of Donald J. Trump. That means they're going to cover their eyes and just sort of hum loudly. That's what they're going to do, and it's shameful and reprehensible and a complete abrogation of what the Founding Fathers intended when they wrote the First Amendment.
We're speaking with DeRoy Murdoch. He's a founding member of Project 21, which you can learn more about at nationalcenter.org/project-21. Last question before we let you go, DeRoy. It makes me feel like the president has kicked the hornet's nest. It sounds like the investigation into Burisma was taking place very early in 2019 before these phone calls were taking place. And we know that there are other investigations going on. William Barr investigating Durham? Is that his name? The investigator?
Durham, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people looking in corners and dusty, dusty, swampy corners in Washington, D.C. right now. And I feel as though the Bidens are definitely at the epicenter of this, being very well-placed in the last decade, politically speaking. Do you think that a lot of this impeachment reaction might have something to do with what could potentially be uncovered by some of these other investigations as an opportunity to try to steer the news cycle in a politically beneficial way for Democrats? Or do you think that these are separate issues?
Well, I think the Democrats are if nothing else, they're crafty. And I think one thing they're very good at doing is creating distractions. And as soon as the Russiagate thing, when Mueller gave his testimony, I thought, well, that's the end of Russiagate. I mean, he was completely disoriented. And I thought, all right, maybe we'll go back to governing and policy and so on. And then, boom, this thing pops up. I think part of it is to trip up the president. Part of it is to distract from anything that Barr and Durham, who's the guy who's the prosecutor, I think, in Connecticut, who's taking a look at from the Department of Justice, who's taking a look at the origins of the whole Russiagate scandal, to distract from that. And if once that news comes out, they can say, oh, well, everybody does it. You know, there's corruption on both sides, blah, 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 whatever they want to say. I think the Democrats have no agenda other than to continue to be the single worst sore losers in the history of human competition. They're still upset that Trump won. They cannot accept the results of the 2016 election almost 3 years after it occurred, and they're going to continue to hound the President of the United States until either November of 2020 or November of 2024, assuming he's reelected.
Well,
that's
a
really sad thing.
Yeah, we're going to be paying a lot of close attention to it, and I know people are more engaged now than they've ever been, at least in whichever corner they reside in, politically speaking. And, DeRoy, it's always great to have your opinion here on this show. So thank you for the time today.
Annie Ryan, great to be with you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon. nationalcenter.org/project-21. You should go check out Project 21.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.